the cardigan sweater, the shoe held up in the air with a flourish, the gentle smile, and all those good feelings. For 33 years, Mr. Rogers and his neighborhood came into the lives of children and their families on public television. Mr. Rogers was such an icon that he was spoofed on Saturday Night Live. Fred Rogers died in 2003, but the programs live on. So does the music, as we hear from NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
We're so familiar with this.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
That when you first hear it, this is something of a jolt.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
John Secada is just one of a dozen artists, including Amy Grant, Crystal Gayle, Ricky Skaggs, and Donna Summer, on the new CD, Songs from the Neighborhood, the music of Mr. Rogers. Each singer takes one of those familiar Fred Rogers tunes and makes it new, peppy, or in the case of Maureen McGovern, just plain gorgeous.
If you've got a smile, now's the time to show it. If you've got a horn, then blow it. This is just the day.
Dennis Scott produced this CD of Fred Rogers' songs. He joins us from Nashville. Now, Fred Rogers wrote all of these songs, did he? Words and music?
Yes, he did. He was a great musician and a studied musician as well.
And why did you think to do this album? Is it for all those aging boomers out there who watched Mr. Rogers when they were little kids?
Well, it certainly is for them, and I include myself among that group. But I was watching him on TV, and one of his songs caught my ear, and I thought, you know, a lot of these songs haven't perhaps gotten the attention that they deserve, and this was an opportunity I thought that no one's taken advantage of yet.
I'm not sure that this is great music, Dennis Scott. I think it's just sort of great emotional connection. You know, he wasn't Richard Rogers, God love him, or Oscar Hammerstein.
No, but the songs are well-crafted songs, and I think they're a lot more complex than you might suspect. Lyrically, of course, I think he's 100% right on. Richard Rogers would not have written Won't You Be My Neighbor the way that Fred Rogers did, but Fred Rogers is the one who made it what it is.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when
you know, Dennis Scott, to some people, this is sacred music. And so it's pretty nervy to let other people sing it.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when
of course, the people who take care of Mr. Rogers' affairs, they were not very convinced that this was the best thing to do. And basically, I just kept after them and would call and call again. And I think maybe eventually they probably said yes just to get rid of me.
But, well, you don't have any hip-hop singers here doing Fred Rogers.
No, that's where I drew the line. And in fact, when I was looking for record labels to distribute the product, I went to one company who thought it was a great idea, but they wanted to have groups singing Mr. Rogers songs like Nine Inch Nails. That would be one sure way to get me in trouble with the Mr. Rogers company.
Uh-huh. And yet, it could have produced some really interesting recordings, couldn't it?
It might have. It might have. But I also have to remember that the people who I think really would appreciate this album are the parents and the grandparents, and I don't know about Nine Inch Nails.
CeCe Winans seems to really get the spirit of Fred Rogers. She's sweet. She sings so gently. And I have to confess to you, she got me a little weepy with this one.
When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your feels just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love.
the different singers take different approaches. Most of it is still pretty sweet. Roberta Flack, this is not your kind of music. How come you agreed to record it?
I loved Mr. Rogers. I don't have children, but I watched Mr. Rogers because I am a former school teacher, and I was very, very interested in music as a way of teaching young children, you know. So I just think it's a fabulous thing. And then when you get a song like, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, A Beautiful Day for Beauty, Would You Be? I mean, that is such a wonderful thought. And I just thought, you know, I could hear myself singing that.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
The CD is called Songs from the Neighborhood, the music of Mr. Rogers, produced by Dennis Scott. The album has been nominated for a Grammy. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Please won't you be
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you?